Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. I mean, yes, probably so. And then even with that, I feel like we've been playing really good defense for many number of weeks. We played good defense last week. We played good defense the week before. But coming up with those plays is a difference maker. When you come up with those plays, that's what creates a performance like this, you know, and the guys did that. Zach has been great. The coaches have been great. I think they had a really good coverage plan. Joe Burrow is the best that you're ever going to see in terms of dissecting coverages and knowing where to go with the ball. And I thought we did a really good job in the back end of disguising, and then even when he made his completion, showing up and making tackles and not giving him anything deep down the field. So hats off to Zach, the whole staff. They've done a great job all year.
So that's John Harbaugh after the game, and I beg to differ on them playing good defense all year long. Alas, yeah. You know, like the corpse of Aaron Rodgers was throwing bombs all last week. They did shut out the Bengals yesterday, which I don't think anybody saw coming. 24-0. This is why sports are great, because I could have seen a scenario where the Ravens won, but this wasn't it. An interesting game in a frigid Cincinnati where they didn't clean the seats. It had snow in Cincinnati, and the league is now mad at the Bengals for not cleaning the seats pregame. Alas, the Ravens with their first shutout in 7 years.
It's a bizarre, bizarre football game. Look, the Ravens wanted to be there. The Bengals, offensively, I don't believe did. And the Ravens, to their credit, took advantage of it, and they systematically dissected them. And I think they could sense that Joe Burrow wasn't feeling being a Cincinnati Bengal yesterday. He wasn't feeling, you know, the Arctic blast. He wasn't feeling the 40% filled stadium.
I don't think he was feeling being a Bengal.
I said that.
It's like, man.
But yeah, I mean, it's a weird game. I mean, Joe Burrow had more incomplete passes than Lamar Jackson had pass attempts.
Yeah.
And the Ravens won by 20. And the Ravens won by 24. The Ravens scored 24 points on like 35 offensive plays. What? Because Burrow scored more points for the Ravens than he scored for his own team. I mean, this was a weird-ass game.
Jason, the Bengals had 71 plays to the Ravens 40, and the Ravens outgained them.
It's crazy. That's and outgained them without throwing the ball.
Yes.
The dude only had 8 completions.
It was a dominant, dominant performance from this Ravens defense. No one could have seen this coming. I'm with you, Jason. I going back to Joe Burrow's press conference last week, it felt like something was off, and it sure as hell looked like something was off on Sunday. But give credit to the Ravens. And and the pass rush was at the lowest point probably all season long against the Steelers. That was arguably the best they were. And they were getting after Joe Burrow consistently. Draymond Jones, Tavius Robinson with the sack that took him out of field goal range, had the pressure that led to the Kyle Van Noy interception. That was Joe Burrow's second lowest passer rating of his career yesterday against the Ravens.
Oh, I think that's the worst professional performance of Joe. Like,
I don't think as a rookie,
he's fighting, clawing. They're a terrible team with an overmatched head coach. Like, he had no offensive line back then. This was the most vacant, vapid, like, soulless performance of Joe Burrow's career, and I don't even think it's close.
Something that's worth pointing out, though, and Marlon Humphrey talked about it after the game, that the defense had a great week of practice. It was intense. Ed Reed was at the facility.
Talked about laterals, I'm sure.
For the first time in a few weeks, where we were mentioning it last week, this team, no edge, no real, they weren't fired. They had that yesterday.
Yes.
Draymond Jones with the crying
gesture. Oh, that was great.
Ronnie Stanley even showing some emotion to it. Yeah. Like, they played with an edge yesterday.
They were bullies for arguably the first time this season. You can maybe say the Cleveland game here, where they got after Joe Flacco a little bit, had the touchdown late on by the defense. But they were bullies yesterday. And yes, I think some of it was Joe Burrow not wanting to be part of the fight. But you still got to bring your own energy. And they did. I don't know what got into them. Fighting for their season. Yeah, they woke up because we've been wondering when they were going to show some fight. I was wondering last week if they checked out. Well, obviously they did not.
No, they were the better football team across the board. It wasn't even close. And look, I think the Bengals defensively were fairly up for it early, but I mean, then they start watching what's happening on offense, and now you got to come out of that warm tunnel and go out back into the cold, and it's Derrick Henry time. Yeah, that had a way of just sorting itself out. But yes, the Ravens wanted it more. The Ravens were better prepared. The Ravens executed better. The Ravens played with more energy. The Ravens created more big plays. It was men against the boys. I got to tell you, man. We talk a lot about in the past. Joe Burrow got Wink Martindale fired. And Joe Burrow might have got Zach Taylor fired.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Is Joe Burrow telling the Bengals he don't want to be there anymore? Like, is he saying is this setting up for a Carson Palmer-ish kind of situation?
I mean, I've told you guys forever he won't be there his whole career. Even when he did this extension, he wouldn't see it out. I don't know if it happens this offseason or not, but it will happen. And I don't care what he said after this game. We talked a lot about what he said on Wednesday. And then just watch the film. Watch the disregard with which he throws balls away. Watches even the way he runs out of bounds early before he'd have to. Like, it was so cavalier. I found it almost disrespectful.
Yeah. The other thing is, there's this weird thing where he talked to the team after the game, but nobody will say what he talked about, which is kind of weird. Like, at least you'd say, like, well, he said, you know, my bad or something. Everybody's like, no, we're keeping what he said in house.
Well, I sent that clip of Ja'Marr Chase meeting with the media in the locker room. I thought that was kind of telling too. He was like, look, before I never really needed to pick Joe Burrow up, but now maybe I need to figure out how I can help him out because he picks me up a lot. Like, that locker room is not right. Not even close to being right.
No, that was far below professional grade with that Bengals offense put out there on Sunday. And again, full marks to the Ravens for capitalizing. The Ravens didn't allow them to hang around in the game very long. The Ravens could sense that there was blood in the water, and they pounced. And they got after Joe Burrow, and they got after the ball in flight, and they made big plays defensively, and they made quick work of a team that had their number in a lot of different ways. Certainly when we talk Bengals offense versus Ravens defense. So the Ravens are very much alive. We wait and see what the Steelers do tonight. And the Bengals have more carnage to sort through.
Jason, and Bowen, you as well. Does this change how you view the Ravens moving forward after what you saw yesterday? Oh, one other note. And again, we talk about these Lamar Jackson stats and what do they mean? Because it seems like a different Lamar. He's never lost in week 15 through 18. Because remember, he's been hurt multiple times late in the season. He has never lost a game this late in the season when he's in uniform.
That's pretty wild. Does it change? I mean, it's the first time the defense looked menacing against a real quarterback. So I have to factor that in. I also think there's a lot of mitigating circumstances to this one. I've watched a lot of Bengals football. I've watched a lot of Joe Burrow. I don't know what that was. That wasn't Joe Burrow.
I feel better. I mean, how could you not feel better after a shutout win? Do I think, okay, they're going to run the table and win these three difficult games remaining? We'll see, but Lamar looked better. The defense looked vastly better than it had over the last couple of weeks, and they're riding some momentum heading into that big game Sunday night against the Patriots.
Ravens win 24-0. Massive Monday show. It's our usual Monday guest. We'll talk to our friend, IA Hall of Famer Jonas Schaefer. Covers the Ravens for the Banner at 4, and our own Cordell Woodland. What did he think of yesterday's performance? We speak to him at 5.
Yeah, we've got a lot of football to get to. Talk a little bit about the Terps along the way. I mean, you talk about guts and effort and fight. I felt for those kids. We'll have to hopefully get a positive report on Mr. Payne.
Did not look good.
Hopefully that's not as devastating as it looked. We all know there was an earlier situation this year where we thought it was going to be worse than it turned out to be. I thought they played their backsides off. Diggy Coit, don't take him out of the starting lineup anytime soon. We got Malik re-upping. How about this for the world of college sports?
Isn't that weird?
He re-ups.
Him, Baba, and the track kid coming out on court.
We'll hit on some of that stuff, but a lot of football to get to.
Coming up next, the Lamar Jackson of it all. We finally saw a reasonable facsimile at times of Lamar Jackson. What can we glean from that moving forward? We'll discuss next here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a fan.
That's just film study, you know, and they're all us working together. We watch film, pay attention to what those guys doing. And Moncar the Great had a two-minute drill, and we just fired off.
Lamar Jackson said they watched the film and we're on the same page. Monk called a great game and we were fired up. Now, the numbers aren't great. 8 for 12, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns, a pick. But I think we'd all agree we finally saw something that looked like prime Lamar Jackson yesterday afternoon, especially at times. Like, there seemed to be more speed when he ran.
Yes.
The throw to Zay on the two-minute drill in the end zone, that looked good. And quite frankly, Zay Flowers got to catch up on the back of the end zone the second time. Like, that was a little scramble drill kind of thing. So how are you feeling about Lamar at all? We have more to hear from him in a minute as well.
I wish we could have seen more of him, honestly, because he did appear to me to be more spry, more agile, more twitchy, more explosive than we've seen. But it was a small sample.
Yeah.
The weather did not have an adverse effect on him, and not nearly to the degree it seemingly had an adverse effect on the other team's offense. It was just such a weird game because the one explosive is a check down to, I mean, the biggest play of the game is a check down to a backup running back.
It looked very similar to the Jaylen play last week. Yeah, the Jaylen Warren play. He checked it.
Yeah,
he,
pretty much goes untouched.
And by the way, according to Monk and the players, well, not Monk because he didn't speak, but according to the players, that was a check at the line by Lamar. He changed the play, saw the coverage, and that's something we were asking a week ago. What's Lamar doing at the line of scrimmage? Well, he did it yesterday.
So, I mean, it's just weird. Like, we talked about everybody kills the Bengals with your tight ends. I mean, they didn't need tight ends. Like, it was kind of the same old thing. Zay with some great plays. Zay with some weird stuff.
Yeah, bounce off his hands for a pick, drops a touchdown.
That's the pass game.
Yeah.
But Lamar managed the game, and he managed the cold. And if he could look like that athletically in those conditions, I have to think that bodes well for him down the stretch.
Yeah, I kept saying last week where there were glimpses in that Pittsburgh game where you could see some of the real Lamar and how there were still some mistakes. And in this game, same thing, but Lamar, outside of one pass in which it sailed over Mark Andrews' head and hit the Bengals receiver or Bengals defensive player in the face mask, he was played as clean a game as you could. The pick was Zay Flowers' fault. That was right in his hands. But he made a couple big-time throws. And that two-minute drill to end the half was masterful. Five plays, 80 yards, 42 seconds. And it started with that first pass to Zay, who made a hell of a play on that to not get killed and hold on to the football down the sideline. And then, of course, the touchdown throw was one of the prettier balls that Lamar has thrown recently. And this is the first game since going back to Miami through multiple touchdown passes. He completed over 60% of his passes. Yes, I know the volume was not there. But he was, for what it was, I felt like played a very clean and sharp football.
It's certainly something he can build on, which is kind of what we were looking for.
Yes. Yeah.
Can he look more good than bad in a win? Can he look more, at least have more moments where he looked like his pre-injury self than not? He checked those boxes.
I also thought it was interesting, and for what it's worth, and you know more about this, Jason, but the production meetings. And Aditi Kinkabwala interviewed Lamar after the game, and Aditi said, hey, Lamar, you told us yesterday in the meetings that this is the healthiest you felt since coming off the hamstring injury. And he was like, yeah. And it looked like it.
We talked about the weather. Lamar, what was it like playing in your coldest game ever?
It was cold. Too cold. I don't know if this is my coldest game I've played in, but it's probably up there. You know, but I think I wore a glove in Buffalo like 2019. And I just did it, you know, just to try to keep my hand warm as I could, you know, before the game. In practice, I was throwing with two gloves, but in the game, I didn't want to have too much grip on the ball. And guys open, and I don't want to miss that.
He came into the stadium. I don't know if you saw it, and you won't ever unsee it. But he wears the skull cap on the field. He had a pink skull cap and a pink sweatshirt. I couldn't wear that outfit, but you could tell.
I think you could.
Yeah, maybe. He was feeling that cold. That was that. There's cold, and then there was that yesterday.
I was a little surprised he went sleeveless.
Yeah. Well, remember,
it was Buffalo where he wore the sleeves.
And then he took them off at halftime?
Yeah. Yes. And yeah.
This was colder than that.
Yes, it was. Totally was. I think the sleeves bother him.
Like, I would think they'd wear like the material that you'd wear under something.
Under armor, like that kind
of thermal.
It's like a thermal wear.
It's tight to your skin. It's not like it's going to be cumbersome.
Yeah.
It at least offers some protection from the cold.
I think it seems obvious that Buffalo game, it bothered him.
Is that more mental or physical? Was he looking for a red herring?
I think it was, yes.
More from Lamar Jackson. Talks about being in a rhythm.
I believe all of us on offense had a rhythm. It felt like us. And we just had to keep pushing the envelope, you know, just keep getting first downs. Stay out of get back on track, you know, because it's hard to convert in the NFL, you know, trying to get back on track. So we stayed out of those situations, but got positive yards and stayed ahead of the sticks.
Is there any part of you that says, yeah, everything was good, but the offense scored 17 points yesterday?
Like, well, there's also a part of me that was like, I wasn't loving what I was seeing from the offensive line, but it only dropped back 12 times, so we didn't have to see too much more of it.
Well, and remember, the first three offensive possessions were very, very ugly.
First quarter was
brutal.
And
then the interceptions. But you look at the box score. 7.9 yards per play.
Well, it's not that many plays.
I know, but then there were 2 for 7 on third down. Like it was such a weird game.
And also, there's such a small sample, but there was that last drive of the third quarter where Henry gouges him for like 20 some, and then there's another big run, and then Keaton Mitchell has a 10 plus yard run. They have first and 10 at the 40. Then it's sack, incomplete sack. Like, maybe we should run the football more here as we're gouging them. They're destroying them running the football. So when there's such a small offensive sample, that kind of stood out to me.
Yeah, I think the offensive line. I mean, if that had been the shootout we expected. And you're running 65 plays and you're dropping back 35, 40 times. I think that might have been another tough assignment for the O-line. But for a lot of reasons, including how well they run block, that was a non-factor.
Coming up next, six-pack time. We have two of them here on a Victory Monday. Our six-pack of defensive observations coming up next here on The Fan. Six-pack time. Six-pack is sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Their six-pack of defensive observations. And by the way, Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
Number six for me, I want to shout out the Jones brothers. Obviously, they're not related, but Travis and Draymond Jones. It might not show up in the stat sheet, though Draymond had 5 quarterback hits. But they were throwing people out of the club yesterday. Like, they were physical and moving people, and a special shout out to Draymond for the crybaby thing after they were complaining about his hit on Joe Burrow by the sidelines. But I think they both deserve shout outs.
I've got the pass rush much higher.
Oh, I got pass rush higher. Just special.
I put it at 6. I honestly could have put it at 1. The disregard and disinterest with which Joe Burrow played that game was staggering to me. Like, it just really was. And I think the Ravens could sense it immediately. And I think it brought out another level of intensity in them and made them feel like we can attack. We saw the Hamilton blitz early. I think they could see in their eyes what I could see from my couch, which was Joe Burrow wanted no part of this football game. And if Joe Burrow is not going to push the ball downfield, then we're going to be able to get after his ass a little bit. And they did.
Number 5.
The Bengals ran the ball a little bit early in this game. I honestly think it was by design. I think they wanted to present looks to Joe Burrow that would entice him into continuing to run the ball out of the pistol, because after the way that thing went with Pittsburgh, I think the last thing that this defense wanted was to have him uncocking it 40 yards downfield like Aaron Rodgers did. So maybe I'm giving them too much credit, but I honestly feel like they were goading them into running the ball early. Get both your backs running. Oh, you think you got something going here with B-Ryan? Keep running that. We'll prefer that to 25 targets for Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, we're similar-ish. My 5 is that Chase had his 10 for 132 on 16 targets. But other than that, the Bengals got nothing going in the pass game. You know, Chase Brown caught 7 balls for 37 yards. 5 yards a catch, he'll take that. But nobody else really even showed up in the pass game.
Number four,
welcome back, Tavius Robinson. Big sack early, and then he had the pressure that led to the pick six. Is it a pick six if you lateral it to somebody?
I guess it still is.
Van Noy laterals it to Aloe Gilman. That was basically Joe Burrow wanted to get rid of it because Tavius Robinson had the pressure right in his face. So welcome back, Tavius Robinson.
Yeah, we're simpatico, Tavius and our Darius. I don't think it's a coincidence that the defense had more energy and more passion getting these guys back. And obviously Tavius had a couple of excellent pass rushes. He also he had carte blanche to the quarterback as well.
Come on down.
Which helps.
Yeah.
Olé. They were able to move their safeties around with a little bit more volume. I just think those two bring a certain blue-collar mentality. I think they both like playing the game physically, and welcome back.
I'll lean Ken. I think Draymond Jones really deserves a big shot. Travis Jones too, but We know Draymond Jones when they acquired him at the trade deadline. This isn't a demon pass rusher, but he was yesterday. You get five quarterback hits in a game, hats off to you.
We are doing the six-pack of defensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
We talked about Kyle Van Noy's last season a lot here, and rightfully so. And this is a defense that's kind of been devoid of moments, right? Like, it's they've been devoid of, like, stuff you'd think about putting on the highlight reel, stuff you'd think about putting on the cover of the media guide, as I sound like the 50-something-year-old dinosaur that I am.
Yeah.
I mean, and even when you think of those moments, some of them came in losses, and some of them came in a Cleveland win against Joe Flacco that I don't think is going to go down as being particularly memorable. That Van Noy-Gilman play, I and the way it energized that sideline, that's like, you want to talk about difference between good defenses and great defenses. Like, that's the kind of thing that I think can have some carryover, can have some sticking power, can have everybody feeling good today when they watch the video together as a team. I thought it was a big moment against a great quarterback who they were kind of at that point toying with almost. And so I thought it was worthy of its own notation.
We're simpatico, the pick six. And that was the one time that the Bengals really had a decent drive going. And, you know, Kyle Van Noy, who has not done a whole lot this year, was in the right place at the right time. And then the smartest thing he's probably done all year is like, you know, let me give it to a guy who's a little faster than me. And hands it off to Alohi Gilman for the pick six.
Number two.
We have destroyed them for their lack of pressure. In yesterday's game, 3 sacks, 10 quarterback hits, 15 pressures. They brought it yesterday.
Yeah, my two is they eliminated big plays. I mean, they had one passing play over 16 yards. It was the 34-yarder to Chase. We've seen various combinations. Burrow to Yoshi Voss. Burrow to Joe Mixon, right? We've seen Burrow to everybody go for 30 here, 40 there, 50 there. And we just saw him do it to them Thursday night 2 weeks ago, and we saw Aaron Rodgers do it. For them to have suffocated them to the point where, and again, how much of this was Burrow not wanting to be there, I don't know. But to eliminate the big play element against the Bengals when both teams are fighting, or should have been fighting for their seasons, is a big deal.
Number one.
The Ravens played two division opponents at home in quick succession. One quarterback coming back from 2 months on the IR, another one coming back from the dead. They got 8 quarterback hits total in that game. 10 quarterback hits, the Jones and Jones wrecking crew. They absolutely needed to look like a group that had some bite and had some vigor up front. And they absolutely did. And in the second half, they emasculated a team in a way that we just haven't really seen from this group this season. So to do it on the road, to do it against Burrow, is a big deal. We'll find out how sustainable it is, but that looked like a pass rush.
Number one is they got their first shutout in 7 years. They haven't had a shutout since October 14, 2018. They shut out Marcus Mariota and the Tennessee Titans 21-0. Like, for whatever everything else is worth, like, that's notable. And I know there's circumstances here, but they still pitched a damn shutout yesterday.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
You guys had similar top threes, but shutting out the Bengals is crazy. What they did against the Ravens at M&T just 2 short weeks ago was to think that they could do that. No one saw that coming.
It is amazing, though. Just think about it for a minute. How embarrassing their pass rush was those 2 home games. And Jason brought up, like, that Pittsburgh game, Aaron Rodgers was toying with them because nobody was getting close to him. And then we saw what we saw yesterday.
Oh, the pass rush was embarrassing against Pittsburgh.
Coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Ravens beat the Bengals 24-0. So, Ravens fans, are you feeling like they're back? I know Harbs didn't want to hear it. We played the cut yesterday on Baltimore Game Day. That's a pregame. He don't want to hear about controlling your own destiny, even though that's exactly what they have in front of them. They win their games. They win the division. Are you feeling better about the Ravens after what you saw yesterday? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. For what it's worth, John Harbaugh, meeting with the media right now, did confirm Teddy Buchanan out for the year towards ACL. He saw non-contact on a punt. He'd been a nice player for them this season as a rookie, and now Hopefully he'll be ready for training camp. But shame for the kid that he's got to get hurt and non-contact. It just sucks. Alas, one ear from the people. Ravens win 24-0. 410-583-1057. Your thoughts. Are you feeling better about your Baltimore Ravens after yesterday's game? Let's go out to the phone line. Start with Rashawn. Rashawn, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yes, yep. Sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Listen, so last week I wasn't really confident about this game. You know, I was like, I thought it was a trap. I'm like, man, you know, we the favorite and everything after happened on Thanksgiving. And if you would have told me it was going to be 24, the score was going to be 24-0, I would have probably thought the Bengals,
yes,
you know, was going to beat us 24-0. Especially if you told me Derrick Henry was only get 11 carries, you know, but like he had 10 carries on Thanksgiving for 60 yards. But I mean, he had a big game. This, 11 carries, 100 yards yesterday.
Yeah. Three for 20 plus. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he had some big runs, and Keaton Mitchell had some big runs too, you know, 66 yards. But moving forward with this Patriots game, I'm still a little nervous about it. I know we the favorite again, of course, because we the home team and everything. But and I was thinking about something. This could possibly be the last game at M&T Bank Stadium, you know, this Sunday too. So if we don't wind up
for the year,
not ever,
right?
Yeah, not ever.
I thought you were going to say that. I was like, wait, what?
I was like, did I miss something?
No. They're not building the dome, you know, like Jerry World or something like that, where we can, you know, avoid all the weather and all that. But yeah, but hopefully, man, this defense comes out like it was yesterday in this Patriots game next week, man. Get some pressure on old Drake May, and we can have this thing wrapped up. I honestly don't even want to go into Week 18 having to win, having to beat the Steelers for the division, man. Hope we haven't wrapped up by that.
I appreciate the call.
It was a 1-6 start or whatever. Yeah. It might come to that. I mean,
you're assuming a lot to have the division wrapped up before Week 18. There's only the Steelers have 4 games, but the Ravens have 3 games left.
They're all against potential playoffs.
Yes.
If they get to a situation where it's winner take all in Week 18, I think the Ravens would sign up for that.
Yeah, and guess what? That game's probably Sunday Night Football, too.
Absolutely, it would be.
Remember, Week 18, they wait till that week.
I mean, it just feels like, isn't that how it's supposed to go?
Yeah. Three straight primetime games for the Ravens.
That's Goodell's script.
That's the script.
Let's grab Mike. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Not quite as optimistic, and one major reason, and I know you've talked about ad nauseum, but Daniel Falele is terrible. I mean, just absolutely terrible. Has Emory Jones done something wrong? Is he in the doghouse? Because you could put a helmet on a traffic cone, and it would do just as good as Falele.
No, well, Emory Jones coming off an injury has to get repped up. He did play a little yesterday, but that's...
There were not many reps to go around.
No reps are better than Talele. It doesn't matter. He is that bad.
The offensive line is going. It leaves a lot to be desired.
Appreciate
it. Just does.
He stinks. Hate to say it. He gets paid. He's not good. Voorhees ain't much better.
They need multiple new starters next year.
Oh, they got work to do.
Well, he said it was going to be a busy year next year. He said this year's easy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.